Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
We have royalty in our midst as we celebrate 20 years of the Stanley Cup being thrown down here in Dallas. The man who shut the net down to make sure that the Stars could get done what they need to get done is joining us in studio. It is the mighty Ed Belfour, everybody. Woo! Hello, brother.
Hey, thanks for having me here.
It's really cool, man. We're going to get to your latest venture here in a moment, but it seems to us, and we've talked about this a little bit on the show, there should be more hoopla for 20 years after the fact. I feel like there should be a bigger celebration to when the Stanley Cup showed up in Dallas because it made it here before the NBA championship made it to Dallas. This was really just a Cowboys town until you guys showed up in the early 90s. And then 1999, something special happened. Do you feel like there's enough bang for our buck here for this 20-year celebration?
Well, I'd like to say that it'd be awesome to have a huge party. You'll get all the guys back together. We've actually been working behind the scenes and trying to do that. We've talked with the Dallas Stars a little bit about it. So what I'm hoping for is that big bang. It hasn't been announced or anything yet, but we have been working behind the scenes for a really nice get together with the guys and all the fans and, you know, just have a great celebration like you're talking about. I mean, I would definitely can't wait to have that party and then, have a great time with the fellas. I haven't seen some of them for a long time. And now that Guy and Zuby being inducted into the Hall of Fame this year, I mean, it's just a awesome time to do it all, right?
Yeah. So why, you know, it seems like it would be customary for teams on a major reunion or anniversary to have a reunion after something like that, the 20-year anniversary of winning a Stanley Cup. I mean, it seems like a no-brainer. So what would be the reason to not do it? Would it be the Stars saying, we're good, that's in the past? Or why isn't this just an automatic?
I mean, I think it's an automatic in my mind and all the guys' mind for sure. I mean, we've been talking about this for about 6 months now, trying to plan it behind the scenes, like I said. And I think that I'm hoping that something will really come together here, something big. I can't answer for the Stars and for myself. I mean, there's no reason. We got to have a party for sure.
Yes, yes.
Yeah, and you guys were a party team. I mean, that kind of take us behind the scenes with what you can tell us for what late June and July and August were in the summer of 1999 for you guys.
Well, first of all, it was quite blurry because there were so many celebrations going on and, probably for the first week afterwards, there were so many parties and so many people, they just follow us around and, we had the Stanley Cup with us and, it's an amazing feeling to see people, how they react around the cup. And I end up calling it the Magic Cup inside every time I watch somebody touch the cup or, anywhere near it. And, it was just an unbelievable feeling of being part of that 99 Cup team. And, we had a big party at Vinnie Paul's and, that was probably in my mind, one of the most exciting fun parties that I've been part of. And the cup was not thrown off the second balcony.
That's
I'll guarantee
rumor.
You that. That was a rumor.
Yeah.
Did it go off the balcony in somebody's hands? Maybe. Is there a jump?
You never know.
You never know. So what, let's look back on that. And I want to ask you this, since you got to see it up close, in your opinion, 2-part question. What made Mike Modano so great? What made him special? And then how special was he compared to the greatest players you ever saw play?
Well, Mike was, I mean, he's probably at the time the fastest skater in the league. And, with control of the puck, he saw the ice so well. And obviously he could finish. And, in the room, he was very supportive, a great leader for us. On and off the ice, he had a great demeanor. He's just a great team guy. And, I always remember him going down the ice, full speed and, just passing everybody. And, you see his jersey flapping behind him like a cape. It's just amazing speed. And, you know, always scored awesome goals and, you know, just a great guy. You know, never had anything negative ever to say about Mike.
This is Ed Belfour joining us in studio 20 years after the Cup. He's got an awesome new venture we're going to get to in just a moment. So what was your relationship like with Hitch? Because he was a unique individual. You're a unique individual. How would you say you two guys vibe together?
Well, you're right. Hitch and I had a special relationship. You know, what you see at the arena and on the ice sometimes, you know, we're in the heat of the battle and you know, we're both obviously huge competitors. And, you know, I know my role and what I'm supposed to do. And, you know, I stayed out of his area and sometimes he got in my area and that's when we had problems. So, but no, Hitch was very fair to me. He treated me special. He gave me time off when I needed it. You know, I had some back problems back then and, he gave me the time I needed to play the best I could play. He allowed me to have some extra time with my family, which was really important to me, and you know, spend time with my kids, which you know, they were young at that time, and you know, we had some special moments, and Hitch allowed that. So much appreciative of that.
So Ed, what do you do with your time these days? What are you passionate about now?
So post-career, my son and my daughter and I have started a whiskey bourbon company.
Nice.
Rye whiskey and then bourbon whiskey. So we started that about 6 years ago. So every day we get up and we work towards making the best bourbon we can. It's a very enjoyable, creative venture. We have 1,700 barrels of bourbon laid down right now and rye whiskey. We're going to bottle our first bottling August 12th in Louisville, Kentucky, coming up here. And we're so excited about that. So. Well,
That's incredible. Do you actually, where do you live now?
We live here in the Dallas Metroplex.
But you're going to do the bottling in Kentucky. What I'm interested about is athletes, you know, because of their career and stuff, they have access to fame and a lot of times money and opportunities post-playing. So a lot of guys will attach their name to a whiskey or a beer, or they'll get involved in a real estate thing or whatever. But in reading about this, and our friend Elizabeth was kind of educating us on this, you're knee deep in this. This is what you do now on a daily basis.
Yeah, this is Belfour Spirits. You know, it's like I said, my son Dane and my daughter Reagan. The three of us, we started this 6 years ago from the ground up. Dane and I went to school for this. We learned how to distill. We learned everything about maturing, maturation. We learned everything about the barrels, blending, proofing down. We do every aspect of this business, and we've created some really unique, awesome flavors of rye whiskey. We have our VIP rye, which resembles the Stanley Cup. We're going to give out one of those to each one of the guys on the team at our party.
All right.
Right.
Yeah. And
we're going to Bogart our way into
we're
party.
Going.
Exactly. You bet. And we got a very special Texas product. It's a bourbon that's been finished with Texas pecan wood. And it just has an unbelievable flavor. So we're so excited about that product for Texas for sure.
So Skin and I have learned a lot about whiskey and bourbon here of late. We started partnering with Balcones Whiskey in Waco, and it seems like it's a fraternity like barbecue. Like the best barbecue spots got love for the other best barbecue spots. You know, it seems like the best distilleries, the best craft breweries, everybody's got love for the best. Like we're all in this together, not us against each other. It's us against the world. So. Like, was there a whiskey that you fell in love with that made you love whiskey, that made you want to get into this, that has inspired you?
Yeah, you're definitely right about that. And, you know, it is a fraternity. They all help one another. And, you know, when we first started getting into this, we were pretty green and we started going around to different distilleries and getting help. And we met Quentin Witherspoon of Witherspoon Distillery in Louisville. Such a nice gentleman, and he really helped us with, you know, showing us his facility and what he does. Dan Garrison Brothers Bourbon, he helped us out. We went to see him, you know, at a couple of his private dinners and learned a lot from Dan. Herman Marshall here in Garland, you know, very nice people. They're always open, you know, door and want to help you, you know, get you into the business, and that's, you're exactly right. It's a fraternity. It's a lot like the hockey world. You know, we love to have a great time. We love to help each other, and you know, it's the same thing. I got that same, you know, camaraderie feeling, you know, of being at the arena in the locker room with the guys it's the same feeling in this bourbon industry. It's awesome to have that feeling again.
And it's so cool that you get to do it with your family. I mean, Ben and I talk about these things all the time, going on ventures with your blood, right? And so I want to go back 6 years and 6 months. Who's leading the charge? Is it your daughter? Is it your son? Is it you? Who's trying to pull all this together as a family affair?
I would say it was a combination of Dane and myself. You know, I retired in 09 and Dane was a goalie also, and he finished shortly after I did. So, you know, we were trying to find something that we could do together. We're always together. We do things together. And you know, we thought it'd be pretty awesome if we started an alcohol company. You know, we thought in the beginning we were going to do vodka, but, you know, we went down and did all the research and it just wasn't, the numbers weren't adding up. And we looked at brown spirits and whiskey, and we like whiskey to begin with. So it just fit, you know, right from the start. We decided, you know, we're going to do bourbon whiskey. We're going to do rye whiskey. You know, me being from Canada, I grew up drinking rye whiskey. So, mm-hmm. you know, it was perfect. And now, like I said, we got 1,700 barrels of it.
1,700 barrels. That's incredible. What has been the most difficult thing of this process?
Trying to be patient. It's like we've been in training camp for 5 years and you know, we haven't played a game yet, but it's coming up here soon. August 12th, we're going to be bottling and we hope to be on the shelves October 1st.
See, that's why people do vodka, because you don't have to do that aging process, right?
That's true.
They jump in feet first. Yeah. Okay, so you know, you obviously have the spirits company going. What is the next thing for you guys? Are you guys going to stay in this space and that's where you're going forward? Do you want to expand into other areas?
No, we got our hands full with our Belfort Spirits business, and then, you know, it takes a lot of work behind the scenes to be successful in anything. As you know, my career was a long time before I got a chance to win the Stanley Cup, and it takes a lot of work to be successful. I'm a perfectionist. Dane's a perfectionist. We want to create the best whiskey, the best bourbon in the world, and we want to take it global. That's our goal, and we want to have a lot of fun doing it.
Okay. Do you still watch the Stars? I mean, do you keep up with the Stars at all, or do you kind of detach yourself from hockey?
No, I still watch a few games a year. Bobby Bassin, former teammate here in Dallas and also Chicago, he runs the alumni, and he does a great job of getting the guys together. You know, he had a really nice alumni locker room made for us, and, you know, we get together and shinny together and have a great time, and you know, he invites us out to games and events and stuff. And we usually go to 4 or 5 games a year. And obviously, you try to get to the playoff games, but it's hard to get a ticket in the playoffs.
Will you make sure to let us know when this massive bash goes down so we can share it with all Stars fans and let the world know that a big party's coming?
For sure. Everybody's invited. Man. We're going to have a big party, that's for sure. And I can't wait to see, you know, everybody getting back together and just celebrating.
After what you did for the Stars, I think you deserve playoff tickets for life. In fact, there should be a rule that if you or Madonna or any of those guys show up, just grab any seat in every fantasy. You got it. Hey, thanks for everything.
A Belfort box.
There you go.
Just right there.
I love that.
Let's do that.
Yeah.
That's great.
Hey, man, congratulations on the new venture. Thank you so much for coming in studio. We appreciate the time, and we will certainly get the word out for you.
You bet. Thanks, guys. Thanks for having me.
Legendary human Ed Belfort joining us in studio right here on the Ben and Skin Show. 105.3 The Fan.